This week's Off the Vine is sponsored by Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes, you could be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Extra money in your pocket? It just may be the most rewarding to-do you do today. Breyers. Try Breyers Carb Smart for your next sweet tooth craving, available at all major retailers, Walmart, Target, Kroger, Amazon Fresh, etc. Go to breyers.com/vine to get a coupon and try it today. Ritual Vitamins. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with Essential for Women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. And Caldrea. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at caldrea.com. That's C-A-L-D-R-E-A.com. Add wonder to your washing.
Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I'm your host, Caitlin Bristow. Today on the podcast, I got to talk to a couple of little cuties. Who kill it on social media. She's an actress, model, host. She actually does it all. There's so much more to her than that. He is a former boy bander whose social media videos, including Emo's Not Dead, are some of the best things on the internet. I'm not even lying. They're both content creators who are even better together than individually. They've gained millions of followers who love seeing them on the gram, TikTok, now the podcast charts. So please enjoy my interview with the cutest fiancés, Arielle Vandenberg and Matt Kutchel. So you're having a beer with me. Matt's having a coffee. Are you a coffee connoisseur? I feel like you guys do a lot of coffee stuff.
I am obsessed with coffee. It's the reason I wake up. I go to sleep excited to wake up just for coffee. It's my life.
I totally understand that. I also get excited going to sleep. I always want one of those coffee makers that have a timer, so it just starts brewing it for you in the morning, so you wake up to the smell. But the like fancy espresso makers obviously don't have that. What kind of coffee maker do you have?
Well, honestly,
we literally have an array of coffee makers.
Oh,
we have a coffee bar. Like, we have an espresso machine. I got him Breville?
Breville, yeah.
I got in the Breville, like, latte making machine. And then we also have a drip coffee machine. And then we also have a French press. So take your pick.
Like, I have, my favorite is the espresso machine. It makes amazing lattes.
Now I want a latte.
I have a question for you.
Go.
Do we sound okay, or should we lean in, or is it okay to be back here?
I'm just trying to get my back support. I'm 35 years old.
Okay, so yesterday Matt pulled his back doing really sweet things for me.
Aww.
Helping me.
It's the first time I've ever pulled my back like this, like an old man, and it's very strange. It's so weird to not be invincible anymore.
I get it. I'm 34 and I am right there with you. I've had some back injuries and I feel like it's due to age. I am an old woman.
Is it so wrong of me to be excited that I'm the youngest person here right now?
No, I would also be so excited about that.
I always feel like I end up being like the oldest one, and I'm like, damn it. Because like influencers and like people that I like talk to on like live and stuff, they're like, I'm 21. Oh my God, I'm so wrinkly. I'm like, you can shut your freaking mouth.
I know.
And then I'm like, I'm 33, and so I'm just really excited that I'm just a little bit younger than
you're
you guys.
You're the youngster. You're the little
child. I'm just a little baby right now.
Wait, when's your birthday?
I'm September 27th.
Oh, September 27th. Matt, when's your birthday?
February 12th.
Oh, so you just turned. I'm about to turn 35 in June. I can't believe it's already May. Okay, what was I going to say? Oh, the age thing. Okay, how old do you feel on TikTok?
Oh God, don't even get started.
Me in TikTok years worth 300.
Yeah, I know. I feel so freaking, my bio just says, am I too old for this?
Yeah. The answer is yes.
And the answer is yes. It's everybody is like 21 and I'm sitting there like learning some serious choreography or like doing funny shit. And then other people like do a two elbow and put their hands up and get like 10 million views.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
I'm like, Jessica Alba, stop.
Jessica Alba is obsessed with TikTok.
But by the way, like, she's so freaking, she looks younger than all of us, which sucks because she's way older than us, I feel like.
I don't get it.
Stop doing these lame dances. She can actually dance, I feel like.
Have you seen Honey?
Have you seen Honey?
That started my crush on her.
That started my crush on her.
I had a dark angel. I don't know.
Wait, who's your guys' celebrity crushes? Jessica Alba might be mine, not on TikTok.
Jessica Alba was my mega crush back in the day.
She was so hot. She is. So, she looks exactly the same, which is so messed up.
Maybe a little bit younger.
She looks younger.
Younger.
Yeah.
Right now, I think Rihanna and Margot Robbie, they're my two.
Oh, those are good ones.
Yeah. Those are my two. They're both sexy fire.
Yeah, they are sexy fire. That's two very accurate words to describe those two women. What about you, Ariel?
Okay. Well, oh God. I don't know.
I mean, well, Bieber?
Honestly, he's like married and like I'm
actually Bieber's more of your joke crush. Because
he's your joke crush.
Like no. I genuinely like love a Bieb, obviously. But like I feel like I'm not trying to like go after him. Like once he got married, I was like, we're done here. You know?
Well, I mean, let's talk about this for a second. Matt, do you want to go after your celebrity crushes? No.
Oh,
or did
no.
you just say yeah?
No.
Yeah. No.
Well, I want to go after them.
Here's the thing. Sorry. So essentially I think we agreed on Rihanna being my hall pass. So I wonder if I really got in the situation where we're out at this event at some fancy party in Hollywood, and she comes up and she looks at me, she just gives me the eyes and calls me over and goes, "Come here," and I think she sounds like that, and she calls me over. I wonder if what would you do? Would you let me talk to her?
That's not going to happen to you.
If she pointed and said, "Come here," and then I said me and I said yes. Would you let me go talk to her?
Yeah.
Okay.
I just would. I don't care anymore.
That is the first step, but then, what if she took it to the next step? Then are we okay?
And then put it in. And then she's
toss her in. I don't care. See what
toss
happens.
Toss it in there.
Just throw it. Chuck it in. See what happens.
Chuck it in.
Slingshot it right in there. Like, how many more things can we say about that? Like, just fling it in.
Slam it in.
Force it in.
Drill it in.
Force it in.
Force it in. Okay, honestly, we're done here. We're done.
And that's when you stop because you took it too far, Caitlin.
Force it in.
One of my favorite things to do is take it too far. That one was too far.
I want to say, like, boomerang it in. We've been playing a lot of Mario Kart.
Oh my gosh, what character do you always pick? Because I am always Mushroom.
Baby Peach.
Really?
Okay, so we're so
you mean Toad? You're not Mushroom. His name is Toad.
It didn't feel right when I said it.
I'm always Mushroom.
You mean Toad, idiot?
It'd be like you I'm like always Mushroom. The guy with the red hat. It's like Mario?
I don't know when I said it. I said Mushroom and I was like, stupid. What?
Stupid. What was I thinking?
I've said two really stupid things in a row now. It's time for you guys to say something stupid.
Can't. Too smart.
Can't do it. Though we are apart these days, we're sharing more. And Geico would just like to say thanks. Thanks for sharing your savage dance moves. Thanks for sharing your DIY haircut fails. Thanks for sharing your inner lip sync star. Now it's Geico's turn to share, too, with the Geico Give Back, a 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies for current and new customers. And because Geico's committed for the long haul, the 15% credit lasts your full policy term. Visit geico.com/giveback for more info and eligibility. Learn more about Geico's 15% credit on car and motorcycle policies at geico.com/giveback. Kate, let's talk about your podcast that you guys came up with. It's called Riled Up. Tell me why.
We get riled up about everything. Honestly, here's why. Let's just say I wake up in the morning, I come downstairs, Ariel's upstairs on her Instagram, whatever, and she comes downstairs and she'll say, "I am so riled up." Because it could be news, It could be in someone's Instagram. It could be anything. And vice versa. We're always riled up about something, but it's not always bad. Riled up is just we're excited.
I feel that.
Holy shit, did you see this? Or, oh my God, did you hear this? Like, we're always just so excited about stuff in general.
Yeah.
So it's just about us being riled up and talking about whatever the hell we want.
Isn't that the best? You literally get to work from home with your partner and just get riled up about shit on a microphone.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's so fun.
I love it.
It's the best. Okay, so how many episodes have you guys done right at this point? Like, how many are out?
Maybe six.
I think six, yeah.
And so is every podcast, every conversation's different? Like, you have different topics, or what do you do?
Honestly, like, we just start off, like I said, by saying pussy, pussy, pussy. I check the mics a little bit. And then we go into just what, like, one of us will be like, I am riled. And you're like, why? And then we start a whole conversation. And it's not even the whole conversation is, like, the whole episode. It's like that riled turns into this, turns into this, turns into this. And then, you know, we end the podcast with pussy, pussy, pussy. And then we end.
Wait, do you really start and end it with pussy, pussy, pussy? No. Oh, I'm like starting to get convinced over here. I'm like, you've said that a few times now. That must be your thing, your shtick.
We also do a lot of fan questions, which is super fun.
Oh, yeah, that is
fun. We'll just kind of take our fan questions and answer them. Relationship advice, friends and family advice. It's just, we kind of just chat about whatever. And it's kind of a cool opportunity for our Instagram fans to get to know us a little bit more, because they know us from just shooting comedy skits online. Yeah. And now they get to see, hear more about us and learn more about us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let's talk about these comedy skits, because you guys are so funny that it actually pisses me off. Like, sometimes I get angry at how funny you are because I want to be that funny.
You are that funny.
No, I'm... Or maybe if I am, I don't know how to, like, translate it into a video. Like, I don't think about these, like, kind of skits. Like, you guys come up with skits, and I always, like, I wish I had that kind of, maybe I just need to hire you guys as, like, producers.
I mean, how we come up with the ideas, it's not like we sit down and, like, have, like, writing sessions. Something funny happens to us in real life, and we're like, oh my God, that should be a skit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, like, you probably laugh at shit all the time amongst you and your friends, or you and Jason. And if you just write down that moment that's funny and create it into a skit, you'd probably be able to make an amazing, funny video.
Yeah.
Okay, but that also reeks of effort. Like, that's also then a big job to, like, remember what's – and then come up with a skit around it. And then you guys have all the skills of, like – I saw the other day, which – I laughed so hard at your skit, Matt, where you, like, forgot your phone on the toilet.
Yeah.
Because if I ever go to the toilet without my phone, it is an actual, like, moment of panic where I'm like, what have I done? What have I done?
Yeah.
And it's a thing. And you, like, run down the stairs and you've got, like, toilet paper in your butt. But I saw that there's, like, a skateboard with, like, a video camera on it.
No,
and
I
you've got, like...
That.
Like, it's, yeah, it's so legit. The behind the scenes of your guys' videos are so legit. When did you guys start doing these videos? Was it, like, Vine prime time or before that even?
Oh, my gosh. Well, Matt and I both can, I think we did this, not together, but we started together on Vine.
Yeah.
Making videos together. I've been making videos since I was, like in elementary school. My dad gave me a video camera and I would reenact funny, like, scenes from movies with my friends, and I would make them all do it. I'd be like, come over, we're reenacting Dumb and Dumber scene 12. And they'd have to do it because I'd make them. So, like, I would just, I'd make my friends do that with me, or, like, dance videos. I would just choreograph a dance and make all of our friends do it. I was just, like, the video camera girl. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have anywhere to share them. I just had the videotapes, and then I think they got lost somewhere, and I'm so sad. Oh, but
wait, that is sad. Wait, that's look at you. That you were not doing it for, followers.
Yeah, you were making Vines before Vine.
Oh yeah, I mean, I was making feature films before feature films. Like, I was making movies. Like, I would have my dad dress up in characters, and I'd be like, okay, here's what you're saying, and like. I did that for so long, and and I think Matt and I always talk about this. He used to do that with his friends too, used to, like, make up dances and shit.
Yeah, when the desktop computers first came out with those little cameras, remember those little cameras that would sit on top to, like, Were those just to what were those for?
So those like were like
not the FaceTime,
like webcams.
Webcam, an actual webcam.
But yeah. I'm pretty sure webcams were like made for like people to jerk off to people in chat rooms.
That's true. Yeah. They're made for, but I use it for something different. No, I actually did the same thing. I made fun videos. I would reenact music videos with me and my twin brother. And so, like, we've been individually doing videos and creating videos since we were kids.
Yeah.
So when Vine came out as, like, a video creating app, it only made sense to get on there and start making videos.
Because that's how you got – is that how you guys met?
No.
Wait, how did you meet? How do I – I probably know the story, but I'm usually drunk, so I forget.
We met at my ex-boyfriend's house.
Oh, yeah, I did know that. Okay, tell me that story.
15 years ago. 50, wait. How long ago was that?
How old are you?
Wow. It was 2006.
Okay, yeah, so we met in 2006.
Okay.
Well, that's 14 years ago.
Oh, you were almost there. Got it. Wow, I can't do math for shit.
Me either.
Yeah, we met at my ex-boyfriend's house, but we just became friends, and then, like, he ended up working at a place that my next ex-boyfriend's brother owned.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, that's that guy. Like, that guy was so nice. And I just, like, saw Matt at the store, and he was working there. And I was like, I would go in there all the time because my ex-boyfriend would, like, hire only our friends. And so I'd hang out with all of our friends in there, and then Matt worked there. So him and I just hung out every day. I lived down the street from the store, so if I, like, was bored, I would just go sit in there or pretend like I worked there, and
And I know you guys started off as friends, but did you actually start off as friends, or did you, like, deep down know you had feelings for each other?
We were genuinely just friends.
Yeah.
I fell for her first. I'm going to say probably maybe 5 years into our friendship is when I started to, like, have a crush on her. Because at first, I always knew that she was cute. And I always, you know, I always thought she was a pretty girl, but I was never like, I was never like, holy shit, I want this girl. And then my feelings.
Jeez. I mean, calm down.
My feelings.
Too much information.
5 years, I was like, nope, not that girl. She's cute, but absolutely not.
Yeah, I thought she was a man. Okay. Yeah.
No, but it just, you know, over time, I just started growing feelings for her. And I liked you first. And then fast forward a few years after that, you also liked me back. And then, boom, here we are.
Because, like, for a long time, we were just, I had back-to-back-to-back boyfriend. Like, I just.
You were never single.
I was never single. And then when I decided to be single was when I realized Matt was perfect. Like, you know, because, like, I didn't, like, allow myself to have the time to realize who I really liked or who was actually good for me. I just always was going from the next guy that gave me his attention to the next guy to the next guy, you know, after my breakups. And, like, that is a likely story for most people, because if you're getting attention from people, you're like, oh, and they weren't, like, bad dudes. They were all amazing and, like, awesome humans. But then we would break up for whatever reason, and then the next guy would be like, let's go out. And then he was great, and then we'd date. But then the second I was like, this guy, like, I got my heart broken. And then I was like, ugh. And I waited like a minute after that guy for like a while. And like, I had my heart broken, and he was like, I love you. And I was like, Matt, not the time, you know, like, and that's where it, like, you know, I was just like, oh dang. Like, that would have been good if you waited maybe like a year from now, you know? And
I
so then,
wait.
But then a year later, I was back in another relationship. So it was just that kind of like never ending boyfriend cycle until I was single, and I was like, okay, there you are. There you are, Peter. Remember what that's from? Oh,
there you are, Peter.
There you are, Peter.
What is that from?
From Hook.
From Hook?
Oh, yeah.
When little kid, like, grabs Robin Williams' face, and he goes, oh, you are Peter.
She actually said those exact words to me, and I was like, I'm Matt. And she goes, oh. She goes, okay, right. I'll date you.
You're next.
But,
cool.
But no joke, I just wanted to say this. We were so close, and everyone always thought we were dating when we weren't, or everyone always said, like, you guys are in love. And I'm like, we're actually not. We're such good friends. Like, I love him, but, like, not like that. And then people would always be like, are you guys going to end up dating? Like, be honest. And I'd always say, I said this, like, multiple times to people. I'm like, I'll probably end up marrying that guy, but we're not, like together right now.
Whoa. And now you guys are engaged. All right. Shout out to all my vinos who are listening to today's podcast, which is made possible by our friends at Breyers Ice Cream. You probably know Breyers as America's favorite ice cream brand, known for their natural vanilla ice cream. I know, I'm very familiar. So delicious. They've been making ice cream for over 150 years now, so you know they're the real deal. And Breyers partners with American farmers for 100% grade A milk and cream in all of their products. But did you know that Breyers has treats that won't undo your day or healthy eating? Breyers Carb Smart is a line of sweet treats with 3 to 5 grams net carbs per serving. The full Carb Smart range has 3 grams of fiber or more per serving and 150 calories or less per serving, which you know you won't feel guilty about. Breyers Carb Smart is the perfect thing to reach for when you're living that low-carb lifestyle. They've got both tubs and bars in yummy flavors like caramel swirl, chocolate-covered almond, vanilla, and peanut butter. Oh, peanut butter anything, yes please. I absolutely love Carb Smart just as a delicious snack break in my day or a sweet treat after dinner, the best. I know that it will taste absolutely amazing, but I don't have to worry that I'm going off the rails in my diet. Peanut butter is probably my favorite flavor right now, and I know Jason is obsessed too. It's the perfect way to satisfy yourself without sacrificing calories. Try Breyers Carb Smart for your next sweet tooth craving. Available at all major retailers, Walmart, Target, Kroger, and Amazon Fresh, etc. Go to Breyers.com/vine to get a coupon to try it today.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. You're listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Okay, I need to know just for my own sake, because I need to hear the story again. When on your podcast are you going to tell the story of how you guys got engaged, or have you already?
We haven't told it yet.
You have to. It's the best story. Like, I think about it daily. Anytime if Jason's going to propose, it's going to let me down because it won't be the same as yours. Like, it's so good that I'm like, I need to hear it again. And I obviously you need to tell it on your podcast. And I just want to know when.
Yeah, when are we?
Well,
we should.
I know. You know, I don't know if you do this, but like, do you wait for the right moment for everything?
No.
Okay. See, that's where we differ. I like have to have the perfect moment to do everything. Like if it's not right, then I feel like I wasted a moment or something. I'm so thought out. Is that the right way to say that?
Yeah.
I think about everything to the point where I'm like, on this day, at this moment, I'm going to post this thing because it's going to be significant to me. And then I'll share with the followers. And like, so I get like really nervous about sharing really personal things. Cause I feel like I'm going to let myself down with timing.
And you also do like to keep things special to yourself for a while.
I do.
You know,
I like that.
Yeah.
When we first started dating, we didn't tell like the public for months.
We didn't tell our friends for
months. Like she was like, I want this to be between us. I was like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. I like that though. I like that you hang on to special moments like that and don't like, you know, because that story is extremely special, and I get that you want it to be the right time of sharing it. So, I mean, do it whenever it feels right, but I mean, the sooner the better.
Yeah, thanks. No, honestly, probably in the next couple episodes, I think we will. We'll probably just dedicate a full episode to, like, the proposal, you know, and call it
You should do, like, a two-parter, because you just, that story is just so, it's everything.
It's so crazy, because the proposal literally took me. It was planned for a year.
That's amazing.
Like it took so damn long because there were so many different.
Before we were even together.
I've been planning this for a while.
I am going to make her my wife.
No, but like, yeah, it was a very special day. And all I'll say is Arielle never gets shocked and never gets surprised, because you can't really surprise her. She always pays attention to every little detail to where it's very hard to throw a surprise for her. I finally got her.
You got me good.
I got her good. She had zero clue.
In the best way possible. That's so incredible. I love it. I tear up every time I think about it. Okay, I need to talk about this for a second, because Matt, can you tell me about like your band and your band days and like that whole thing? It's just like, you're so good. Were you like a legit like lead singer of a band?
I was legit lead singer of a band.
Okay.
All right, Lisa Chapstick, use mine. No. We were legit. So we were a pop rock band. I moved down to LA in 2006. I started my band in 2008 with two of my buddies who, my best friends from Portland, Oregon. They've been in like emo bands their whole life. Like they were like black swoopy hair, complete emo rocker guys. So we found two other guys in LA, formed a band. And then we worked on music for about a year. One of our songs kind of took off on MySpace called Miss Hollywood. Yeah. And it started getting like millions of plays. And then labels started taking notice. And we ended up signing to a small label. And then we toured for like 4 years. So
what? I did not know that.
Yeah.
Whoa, that's legit.
Yeah, it was honestly, it was so damn fun. And I really miss those days. I mean, I loved it. Being a frontman and going on stage in front of a crowd is just,
you got to do it again recently, didn't you? I remember seeing it on Ariel's.
I literally performed as Emo Matt. I went to Emo Night and there was probably like 1,000 people there. And they wanted me to go perform. So I went there.
It was hilarious.
I did like a DJ set performance. It was pretty fun.
Okay, I remember seeing that on your stories and I was like, that is really good.
Like, yeah. He literally jumped on stage and sang Yellow Card and like 30 Seconds to Mars and like all these like emo bands, started singing them in a microphone with his voice, not lip syncing to them, like straight up singing, screaming. The next day he couldn't talk.
Oh yeah, I believe it. I thought he was lip syncing. Like I actually thought you were lip syncing and then realized you weren't and thought about how your voice would feel the next day.
Yeah. Destroyed.
Yeah.
I was so damn excited and I hadn't done that in so many years. I just went for it.
Yeah.
I was screaming. I was like yelling at the crowd. It was so fun.
It was so good. I was very impressed.
I was very impressed as well. I used to love emo music. Actually, I still do. And every time you do something like that, I'm like, yes, your Derek Huff dance that you guys did. That was one of the best things. Was that actually you dancing?
Okay, so 90% of it was me. The only thing that wasn't was when I'm too big for Derek to catch and spin like at the very end.
Yeah.
So I had a body double coming for that part.
That was the one part that you were a body
yes.
double?
Everything else.
What?
Everything else.
Okay. Is that that's on your Instagram page, right? Like that's, or where do you like people to find it? YouTube or Instagram or what?
On Instagram.
Okay. Instagram. Yeah. It was so legit. I can't believe that was the one part that you didn't do.
Well, I don't think.
Well, the thing is, I hired this body double to come and dance because I didn't think that I could do it. And Derek can just make anyone a good dancer.
Yeah.
And Derek's like, dude, he goes, you can do this. I'm just going to guide you. And I was like, bro, I can't do that. And then he literally just did it. Like Derek choreographed that there and he goes, here's what we're going to do. And I was like, okay. And then he's like, let's just roll on one. And then he just moved me around and made me look like an amazing dancer.
No, Derek's ability to make a non-dancer like a professional dancer is insane. And that's why he won all the mirror balls for Dancing with the Stars.
It was like almost unfair because he was just so good and obviously made his partner. That I met him, I remember, at Good Morning America after I came off my season, and I had the biggest crush on him. And we were like in the back green room talking, and we had like mutual friends only because like hockey world and his sister's husband and everything. And so we were chatting and then we were like, oh, we should get a picture together. And he dipped me and I was like, oh God. And I like was not okay for a week after he dipped me. I just like kept thinking about that moment over and over and it just felt so right.
Oh my God.
When you promote this episode, will you just post that photo and give people a swipe up?
Yes. I will.
Derek's ability to dance and control you is unbelievable.
Yeah.
I was gay for a week after that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. No, I could totally get that.
I was gay for Derek for about 7 days and then it wore off. But
I feel like everyone who comes into his like presence would be gay for Derek in that time.
Hashtag gay for Derek. Should we start it now?
Honestly, he should have a merch company called Gay for Derek. I would buy that sweatshirt.
I would wear it all the time.
Yeah. I'm making merch tomorrow. Thanks, guys.
Gay for Derek.
Gay for Tara. That's what this episode's going to be called. And now, you guys clearly have had like amazing careers and continuing to kill it, whether that's, you know, social media, podcasts. But I want to know what your absolute dream careers and goals are. Like, what would be your dream to be at in 10 years from now, career-wise?
Wow, that's a good question. Arielle, take it away.
Oh, God. I was going to lead. I was going to like.
You're on, kid.
No, I got it.
You got it? Okay.
I got this. All right. So, okay. My goal. Well, you know what's so crazy is as I get older, my goals and like my career goals have changed a lot because I realized, you know, at first I was like, oh, I want to be on SNL when I was like 18 years old. That was my goal. And then I was like, you know what? No, as I got older, I was like, well, I don't want to move to New York. And like, I'd rather like be here and have my house and have my fiance. And like, that's not my goal anymore. But I would love to do something like, I would still love to just be in movies that Judd Apatow, perhaps, you know, if you're listening to this.
He does listen to this. Yep.
He does. Cool.
Yeah.
So like, I would love to work with Judd Apatow, do like those types of movies, or just like, I would love to just still be an actor, but also create a show eventually that maybe I'm not even a part of, but I'm just the creator of it and a producer and maybe I'm in it. I don't know. So that's definitely a goal of mine. And 10 years from now, I hope that happens because I'm getting old. So
needs to happen.
Gotta freaking pick up the pace a little.
I feel that way about having a family all the time. I'm like, I need to hurry up because I'm not getting any younger.
Gotta do it.
Are you wanting to have kids sometime soon?
I've been saying since I was 22 that I want to have kids in the next couple of years, and I'm 34 now, and I keep saying, oh, yeah, in the next couple of years. And so I don't know when that's going to happen. I'll probably be at 36 and still be saying that, but it will happen at some point.
Yeah.
I see, I'm the same too. Like in 10 years, I mean, I was just thinking career-wise, but my life, I know I'm going to probably pop out a twin or two.
Oh, I want a twin so bad.
I'm probably going to pop out a couple of twins.
Well, we're probably having twins because my dad was a twin. His dad was a twin. I'm the third generation. I'm literally the third generation of twins directly.
That's wild.
So my twin didn't have twins, which means it's probably going to be me. Which means it's probably going to be her.
Yes. Would you like twins?
That'd be awesome.
If we could do a twin boy and girl and get that done with.
Could you imagine? That'd be like the ideal situation. Oh my gosh, I love the idea of twins.
I do too, but
yeah.
But okay, so I like the idea of twins. I think it's cool. But then I'm like, I would want to have another one because I think I always hear women saying like, I can't wait to have another baby. So you have like one baby and then you're like, oh, I want to be pregnant again. But when you have two, you're probably like, I'm done. But like, I would like that like middle. But what if you have one kid and then you have twins after? That'd be crazy.
You know what? It's so funny because like I do hear that often about women being obsessed with actually carrying a child and giving birth and like raising that kid from, you know, zero
from scratch.
But like it's so odd for me as a guy to think about that because to me I would be like, That would be insane. To me, I'd be like, if I could snap and have a kid out right now, I would want that. My twin brother's wife loves having babies, loves it.
Really?
They just had their third a couple weeks ago, and like they want more.
Really?
Yeah, like they want kids, and it's like, geez. And okay, did you have Vine? Were you on Vine at all?
Oh yeah.
Remember the kids called Dem White Boys? The three white guys that were like, one of them has his third child already.
What?
They were like 16.
They were like
back then.
7 years old.
Cole, yeah. The guy named Cole from Dim White Boys, look him up. Cole, I think his username might be Super Cole something. Cole has a wife and now three kids. And his one daughter's like 7 years old.
Oh gosh, it's not even like a baby.
No, it's crazy. And he still looks like he's 16, so you see this 16-year-old man with a wife and three kids, and it's unbelievable.
You see this 16-year-old man.
you have to look him up and just trip out on, like, the dude from Dim White Boys and his whole family.
I love it.
I'm looking it up right now. And while I'm looking it up, you tell me your dream career in 10 years.
My dream, well, honestly, like Ariel said, it does change as you get older. I'm really enjoying starting businesses and doing real estate. I really love it. So my goal would be in like 10 years from now to have a real estate empire and the ability to retire, young. In addition, I still love creating. So when I'm not going to be in front of the camera and creating, you know, skits anymore of my own, I'm going to want to like produce, direct, and kind of create my own stuff, whether it's for TV or a YouTube series or whatever. Like, I will always want to create.
Yeah, you have to. It's a gift.
Yeah, I just love it. I love it so much. And like, I actually get, it's not work to me. I get happy when I get to shoot a skit and when I get to edit. When I'm editing and I'm seeing my idea come to life, yes, I love it so much.
Oh, I find that like editing videos to be so draining and it just stresses me out. But that's amazing. That means you're definitely doing what you're supposed to be doing if you love it.
I love it. And the thing is, like, I get fulfilled when I finally have the end product and I post it. Like the video you were talking about with Derek Huff, like to have that come to life from just this idea that I had.
Yeah.
Like I heard the song for the first, I mean, I've known this song by 30 Seconds to Mars, but I heard the song and I imagined an epic dance to it. And then I imagined that Derek should be the guy. And I just, it was all in my brain. And from my brain now out to like millions of people who saw it, it's so fun. I love it.
Yeah, that is. It is awesome seeing your like visions come to life in anything you do, you know? We're going to take a quick break. We all want to do the right thing that keeps ourselves and our bodies happy and healthy, but that's often easier said than done. Even if we eat and drink all the right things, we're still not likely getting all the nutrients that our bodies need on a daily basis. And that's exactly why I love Ritual. So Ritual is the obsessively researched vitamin for women. Ritual's essentials have the nutrients most of us don't get enough of from food, all in their clean, absorbable forms, no shady additives or ingredients that do more harm to your body than good. I've been talking about Ritual and incorporating Ritual into my nightly routine for a while now. I'm really glad I have. First of all, I love that these vitamins come with a mint tab in every bottle, and they're designed to prevent you from getting that icky, nauseous feeling after taking them. Do you guys get that? I usually do. And two, it's super easy and convenient to take Ritual, and I know I'm doing the right thing for my body and my health in the long run. I know sometimes there's a lot of info out there that makes me feel super overwhelmed when it comes to health. So having Ritual in my life makes me feel confident that I'm doing the right thing and taking those steps to take care of myself. Plus, Ritual is delivered. Super convenient. We all like that right now. A subscription is easy to start and just as easy to snooze. It's only $1 a day to have these essential nutrients your body needs and delivered every month. No strings attached. Better health doesn't happen overnight, and right now, Ritual is offering my listeners 10% off during your first 3 months. Fill in the gaps in your diet with essentials for women, a small step that helps support a healthy foundation for your body. Visit ritual.com/vine to start your Ritual today. That's 10% off during your first 3 months at ritual.com/vine. Okay, so every time on the podcast, we do confessions. Ariel knows this.
I completely forgot to think of one.
I have one.
But sure I have a lot of confessions, so you go first and I'll think about it. I'm so sorry. I completely forgot.
No, don't be sorry. Okay, great.
Both of us.
Okay.
Well, tell me first.
You want to run it by me?
Well, it's about, no. It's about me sharding.
Perfect.
The sharding story.
Oh.
Is that fine?
Oh, that's great. Love sharding.
Is that fine?
Okay, I didn't know.
Yes, that will do, sir. That'll do.
So we were at our friend's cabin for New Year's, and there were about 10 people staying with us. I believe probably like 4 dudes and 6 girls. And I went downstairs early in the morning and had my coffee, and 3 of the girls were down there like in the kitchen. And I walk over by the window and I'm like, I'm going to let myself outside to kind of like get this fart out, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I go out to the patio and I...
Or a fart walk. I always take fart walks.
Yeah, I took a fart walk. Yeah. And I ripped one out there and it was just not a fart. So I sharted.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, oh my God, now I have to like go past these girls. So I literally like walk past as fast as I could, like with my butt cheeks kind of squishing around. Yeah.
Squishing around.
I go past them as fast as I could. And I went upstairs and I was like, how am I going to throw away my underwear here? Because their house is like literally like a Restoration Hardware house where it's so sleek and modern. And there's like a little basket. And I'm like, how am I going to throw these out? So I just was like, I'm going to wrap these up, put them at the bottom of the basket and just like crinkle up tissues and stuff on top. Yes. And hopefully when the maid comes, she'll just dump it and that's that. Right. So, and no one's, you know, no one said anything. So I feel like I got away with that one.
Oh, I thought there was going to be like a part two of the story where something really bad happened and somebody found
it. No part two yet, but that was just, I mean, I didn't tell anyone except for Ariel about that.
No, he didn't even tell me about that.
Yeah.
He told me about it on the podcast. No.
I think so.
I don't know.
I think, yeah, I told you like a week, like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah. I was like, wait, what? Like I'm you sharded in front of all of my friends and I didn't hear about it?
Yeah, because I feel like you're very open with your farts. So I'm surprised that you didn't tell anybody.
Well, I'm open with my farts, but not as much my sharts.
Oh, okay. That's where you draw the line.
Oh, you got embarrassed. You know,
when shit comes out of my farts, I usually don't talk about it. But if it's just air, it's fine.
That's where you draw the line, as if it's a shart. I get it. That makes
where
sense.
I draw the line.
That's a good one, though.
Here's the thing. So I met all these friends through Ariel. So they're like her group of friends. So I didn't want to be like the embarrassing fiance who's like, guess what, everybody? You know, like if it was my group of friends that I grew up with.
Totally different.
Hey, guys, I just sharted right now. You girls might want to leave the kitchen or whatever.
Yeah, right. That's fair.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Hello.
Welcome to Big Demi Energy. I'm your host, Demi Burnett, and I'm so excited to have you joining my podcast. Some things you can expect from this podcast are some juicy gossip, some good advice, some fun, exciting guests, and a lot of other surprises. Surprise! Make sure you subscribe to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or Podcast One, wherever you listen to your podcast at.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
What's your confession, Ariel?
Oh, God. I can't. Do you have one?
No.
Tell an embarrassing sex story of ours.
They're all embarrassing.
Yeah.
Hey!
Where do I begin?
Hey, how much time do we have?
How much time do we got?
You can start a whole new podcast twice a week on that one. Something have you ever like embarrassed yourself while doing it?
No.
Oh yeah, me either.
No, not really.
Hold on. I gotta think of I have so many embarrassing things that happen to me, but why can't I think of anything right now?
I mean, it doesn't have to be recent. It can be from a long time ago.
You don't get well, first of all, we're both kind of the same. We don't really get embarrassed.
I'm the same way too. It's hard to get embarrassed.
Like yeah. I don't know. I don't care that
much.
But
it doesn't have to be an embarrassing story, it's a confession.
Yeah, it can just be like something you want to get off your chest.
I actually cannot even. Do you have anything?
I'm trying to think.
I'm
trying to think
her.
Of something.
Do you have anything, Caitlin?
I'd like to answer your question with another question. Do you have a confession? I'm trying to think. I'm the same way too. It's hard to embarrass me. And I try and do this every week on the podcast to confess. So I'm like, I am fresh out of confessions all the time.
Confession. Sorry. This is bad.
You're so much better than that.
I know. But like, if you really think about it, it's pretty good. Like I'm fresh out of confessions.
Wow. I don't know if I like that.
Okay.
It's okay.
I know you don't get embarrassed easily. Does Jason?
Jason doesn't like to be embarrassed. It's like a thing. I always want him to tell like these really embarrassing things on my podcast, and he won't. It's like he's too embarrassed to be embarrassed.
I kind of caught those vibes of him being a little bit more like not wanting to share at all, and you know.
Oh yeah, he's learning because he's with me, and it's very new to him. Like I don't think his previous relationships were very open like this. Like. sometimes he's like, you need to tone it down a little bit. Like, we don't need to talk about your bush on the podcast, Caitlin. But we did that the other day. We were podcasting with the Bella twins, and they're like that too. And Jason was like, do you ever have problems with like your significant others? Like, do they think you share too much? And they're like, oh yeah, they can't stand it. And I was like, that's me. I share everything.
That's me. Is this a confession? I really, really want to put my dog's whole head in my mouth.
Yes, that is a great confession. That's up.
I want to put her whole head in my mouth. I want to close my mouth around her neck. I want to just see if I can.
Can we talk about why? Just to see if you can?
Well, first of all, it started with I just want to put her snout in my mouth, you know?
Okay, I get that.
You did that.
I didn't do that yet.
Oh, you didn't?
Because now it's evolved and I want to put her whole body in my mouth.
Just in the last 10 seconds, it went from her head to her whole body.
Wow.
Because she's so cute or because she's so small?
She's so cute. God, you guys.
She's so cute.
Beer makes me really buzzed. Okay.
What? That's unfair. It does nothing to me.
I have a Bud Light and she's just hammered right now.
Okay. So, no. So she.
You give the girl half a Bud Light and she wants to eat her dog. Totally reasonable.
No. Okay. So my dog is so cute, right? Her little head is the size. It's smaller than like a Granny Smith apple. Okay. Yeah. Her head is tiny. And I want to see if I can fit it in my mouth.
Could you please document this? And could we use that and the Derek Huff video to promote this podcast?
That would just be straight clickbait. 100%. Just the best clickbait ever.
Can we do that? Let's try it. Okay. Let's film that tonight.
Okay. But what I don't want to do is put it, I feel like her fur would feel good on my lips because I kiss her little head all the time. I just kiss her little head and she's so soft. And I'm like, oh, you're so soft. And then sometimes I just want to like
eat it.
Oh. Tell her about what you do when you're naked, Miss Inky.
Oh, that's a confession in itself.
Yes.
I'll be butt naked right before I get in the shower so that you know I'm going to like get clean. But I'll be butt naked. I'll run out. I'll grab Stinky and I'll just hold her against my naked chest like my dog, like a newborn baby. And I'll hold her against my chest so that I can feel her fur on my nipples.
I'm not kidding. I'll be laying in bed and Ariel just walks in the room from downstairs butt naked with Stinky in between her tits. And I'm like, what is happening right now?
But it feels so good. Like her fur on your skin.
You know, later tonight before I get in the shower, I'm going to try it with ramen. Just to see what it feels like.
By the way, ramen is like, 60 pounds. Stinky is 8 pounds. So she's so tiny. She just fits in between my tits. It's great.
Yeah, see, I would like break ramen's nose on my sternum because I don't have tits.
On your sternum.
Oh my God, he's behind you.
Oh!
has he been there the whole time?
Yeah. He sits on this chair with me all the time when I podcast. Look at him.
Amazing.
That is, look at Stinky.
Oh yeah, just move down.
What?
Oh my God. Both with us.
Our little podcasting friends.
That's look at cute. Our little podcasters.
That's one of my favorite confessions I've ever heard on this podcast. And I've done quite a few podcasts. That's the best one. My favorite part is when you said you like to feel her fur on your nipples.
It's so soft.
Oh my God. I can't wait to see what you're going to be like as a mom.
I don't know if that's a good transition.
You're going to want to eat your kids' butt cheeks. And that's okay. The only reason I just said that, that's weird. But when my little niece was a baby, I just loved her little butt cheeks so bad. I used to want to eat them. So I get it.
I mean, not your niece, but you know. Yes. Butt cheeks in general. Baby butt cheeks. Oh, God, it's getting worse.
Oh, my gosh. Start recording the podcast now. Now it starts. The rest was Not worth it. Just kidding. Okay. Just kidding. All right. You may remember on the podcast last week, I talked about one of my favorite new brands, Caldrea. Caldrea is a consciously crafted home and body care brand that combines thoughtful ingredients with delectable scents, making caring for ourselves and our homes a beautiful experience. Caldrea's line of hand care products includes both hand soaps and moisturizing lotions that are incredibly effective, thoughtfully formulated, and smell divine. Their products use a combination of essential oils from flowers and herbs and other thoughtfully chosen ingredients. And they clean your hands effectively while allowing you to enjoy the luxurious fragrances. My favorite scent at the moment is their ginger pomelo. It's warm and bright, and the formula includes essential oils from grapefruit, ginger, basil, to name a few. Every time I smell this fragrance, I am instantly in a good mood. Try it. And I feel like I'm just giving myself a little bit of luxury just by using the product. Plus, it feels so good on my skin, whereas I feel like some products I've used in the past kind of leave my hands feeling dry, and it's just not ideal. Not a worry when I use this product. Get free shipping on orders of $50 or more when you buy online at caldrea.com. That's Caldrea.com. Visit caldrea.com and add wonder to your washing. I have a game for you guys to play.
Oh, I'm excited. Is it called How Much More Drunk Can I Get? Sorry.
Off one Bud Light. That's cute. I remember my first beer. Okay. So the game is called Riled or Not Riled. Okay?
Okay.
Basically, do the following things. Do they rile you up or do they bore you? Okay? The royal family.
Wait. If I like it, I'm riled?
Yeah, like, does it rile you up? Like, so you know how people, like, love the royal family? Yeah.
I am riled by the royal family.
Really?
Not riled.
Me too. I'm not riled.
Oh, I am so riled by the queen.
Yeah, I love the queen.
The queen, to me, is so amazing because she's... Okay, I was in London for her Diamond Jubilee. Don't worry about it.
You went there for it?
No. I was already there. And then that just so happened to be happening. And it was, I just like fell in love with that whole royal family, like learning about it. And I like researched everything and I'm just so fascinated with everything. So I'm riled. Okay. Next question.
Yeah. Got that. Okay. This is why the game's fun. Cause I will see if you get riled or not. Matt walked away for a second. He was like, not riled. Not riled. Okay. The Bachelor. I won't get insulted, by the way.
No. I am not really riled. I just don't get it. I like watching the last episode to see who wins, and that's it.
Honestly, same. Not riled, but I watched the last episode with America. I think that's kind of fun because everyone's watching.
I like the first episode and the last episode.
True, because you like to see – it's funny to see all the people introduce themselves.
Oh, the first episode's so fun.
Yeah.
I love –
everything in between, every episode to me seems the same.
Yeah, I'm – on the same page as you. It's my favorite to see what kind of shenanigans people come up with out of the limo. And my biggest regret, actually, I will never regret how I came out of the limo, but one of my regrets is not like ghost riding the whip on the way in. Like, I should have just like rode the top of the limo on my way in, because I really should have shown him the badass that I am.
What'd you do when you came out?
It's bad. Okay.
Should I just look it up?
Yeah, you should look it up. The Bachelor was a farmer.
Oh, yeah, you told him to plow you.
Yeah. Yeah. I told him to plow me.
Remember the other day? I played it over and over and over and over because I thought it was so funny, and I think you were watching it.
Did you have brown hair?
Yeah, that was her.
Oh, no, okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was me. I looked much different back then. One, it was like 6 years ago. I didn't have all the talks and dark hair. But I literally looked at him and I was like, so I don't really know much about you. Like, I know your name's Chris. I know you're a farmer. So not only did I say he could plow me, I said, you can plow the f*** out of my field any day. And he was like this. And then I made him feel stupid. I was like, are you not a farmer?
What, do you not know what plowing is? Come on, bro.
I was like, sorry, I had the right mansion. And then he had a sparkle on his face. It was like a little tiny sparkle, and I wiped it away, and I went, who is she?
How did you know just win.
I was so mad because I was like, oh, I'm for sure getting the first impression, Rose.
I have a question. Are the girls, like, right when you meet them? Because obviously, like, the show kind of makes it out to be a little bit like all the girls, like, are catty with each other. I bet some of them are, right? Like,
yeah, maybe like two, but everyone had the best time together.
Yeah, I would imagine, because you're all just like doing a thing and like being silly. I love
yeah. it. They all catch like any moments of like dirty looks or something, but we all actually had so much fun the first night. Plow my field. Okay, Tiger King.
Riled.
Well, it riles me up in a bad way, not a good way.
That's fine. It riles you up. It riles me up in a bad way too.
Yeah, I hate it. I don't like it. I mean, I know everybody, I don't think anyone likes tigers in cages and murderers, but I just, I really can't handle looking at it.
I mean, that was, to me, that was one of the most entertaining docuseries that I've seen.
Oh, 1,000%. It was so entertaining. Like, and then you just picture Joe, like, in jail being, like, so mad that he's not famous in real life. Like, that he has to be in jail not knowing all of this.
Yeah. Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Because the thing is, I mean, well, by the way, inmates do get to watch TV. I don't know what exactly they get to watch. But my buddy was in prison for 2 years, and he said everyone in prison loves Breaking Bad because it played on AMC.
Oh. And
so all prison inmates got to watch Breaking Bad. So I wonder if people in there are going to recognize him from Tiger King because they might play it for him. I have no idea.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder. I didn't know they got to watch TV. That seems like a luxury.
It does. If it's not like an intense prison where they house like murderers, then yeah.
But murderers of tigers is fine.
Murderers of tigers, I guess, is
apparently
fine.
Apparently, like, who made it okay that you can own a tiger or 50?
Riled up. She's riled.
I'm so riled.
Riled. Okay. The Kardashians.
Not riled.
I used to get riled by them because I started watching them. I had strep throat like years and years ago, and I was like just laying on the couch and turned the TV on. And I started watching it, and I fell into the trap of Kardashians for like a year, and then now I'm not riled anymore.
Yeah. I'm the same way. I'm not riled anymore, but I used to be.
Oh, yeah. You were really riled about them.
I was?
Weren't you obsessed with Kim Kardashian or something?
No, I sent a mean tweet to her when I was younger, and I'm still embarrassed about it to this day.
Wait, I thought you were, like, so starstruck by...
Oh, yeah, I was. Okay, I was so starstruck by them. And I don't get starstruck very easily, but there's something about the Kardashians and their presence and their butts that just like fascinates me. And to see them in real life was like, holy shit, because yeah. You don't expect them to be the size that they are. Like, they're all so tiny with these ginormous butts. Yeah, it is great.
And they're also the most famous people in the world that you can't, like, you see them every day. On news, on social media, like you can't escape them. So it makes them that much more famous that if you see them in real life, you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, it was very surreal. Okay, last one. John Mayer.
Not riled.
What? I thought you were what? Ariel's riled.
Well, okay.
No. Okay.
Okay, how do we explain this? So like, okay, here's the thing. Not a lot riles me up, but John Mayer... He's great, but he's kind of like old news because he's just been around for so long that like it's not like he just dropped a new album and I'm riled up about it. I like his music and I'll put it on, but it's not like, I think he's I like his music.
I'm
does that make sense? Like
you're not like woo riled up because it's got a new album. You're just like John Mayer. Yeah.
Yeah, he's great, but we're not riled.
Yeah, he's been doing his thing for years, and he's great.
But then you, like, randomly put on Neon, and you're so riled.
Slow dancing in a burning room for me.
Kill everyone right now with that song. It's so good.
Everyone right now. I'm obsessed. Every time I listen to it, it never gets old.
It's so good, but also the beginning of Neon riles me.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, you get riled with that
one. It's so sick. Okay. It's right. Funky we're little riled. Diddly, okay? And I'm riled up by it.
That's a funky little diddly. Oh, God. That's how I'm describing all of John Mayer's music for the rest of my life. Okay, so to finish it off, I always do an Instagrammy where I give away someone I love to follow on Instagram. And they receive just a tire pump, basically, of saying, like, you're a really good account to follow. That's all they get. But today I'm giving it to the real Stinky.
Yay! Stinky got a tire pump.
The real Stinky got a tire pump. So
isn't her account great?
It's the freaking cutest. And I mean, you guys all have like some of my favorite Instagram accounts to follow. So congratulations on that. And congratulations to Stinky on winning the Instagrammy.
That is amazing because she works very hard on her Instagram.
Yeah.
She puts in the time and the effort, and she deserves it all.
She deserves the recognition. So there you go.
Her last video is just perfect.
Wait, I don't even remember what it was, but I'm going to go look. Is there anything else that we didn't cover that you guys want to talk about? Anything you have coming up you want to do a little tire pump about?
A little tire pump?
I think we just want to, I mean, we're excited about our podcast.
Yeah.
We're super excited about it. That's something we're riled about, actually, because it's called Riled Up.
Makes sense.
And yeah, that's probably the most exciting thing that I have going on.
And where can people find the podcast?
To be honest, how's that work? I was going to say, like, I don't know if it's on Spotify. I know that it's on Apple Podcasts, but if it's on Apple, can it also be on Spotify?
Yeah, I think so.
Sometimes, but not always. Like, my podcast wasn't on Spotify for a while, and now it is. But basically, like, we're all going to find it through swiping up on your Instagram stories anyways, so.
Yeah, it's on there.
True.
Yeah,
it's on Spotify. It is.
Yeah, so it's on Spotify. Apple.
Let's listen to the first episode. Here we go.
Here we go. That's, yeah. So basically you can find your podcast anywhere that you can find podcasts then. If it's on.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, hell yeah. Got so excited.
I'm stoked.
We're riled. Now I'm going to say riled all the time.
It's right. Yeah, we're all riled. Yeah, I think it's like a weird thing because when you start a podcast, other people are helping it get on those platforms. And yeah. We're like, we don't know where it goes after it's gone. We're like, where'd it go? So yeah, I guess just the podcast and our Instagram. I'm at Ariel on Instagram, and this is at Matt Kutchel. And yeah, we'll be making some videos during quarantine, some more. I mean, who knows how long this is obviously going to go for.
But your videos, honestly, I've told you this before, like, I remember following Aaron Paul and he said, like, go follow my friend. She's so funny. And I was like, there's no way she's funny. She's gorgeous. She can't be both. And then I followed and I was like, she is friggin' hilarious. And then I discovered Matt, obviously, through you. And you guys are on. I'm not just saying this because you're on my podcast right now. My favorite accounts to follow on Instagram.
Seriously. I love you. Oh,
see, I really mean that. It's so funny and uplifting and good, and your relationship is so cute, and I just love you guys so much.
Well, thank you. I've never, if this says anything, I've never muted your Instagram stories, and I've also never swiped past your Instagram stories. I've always watched every one.
Whoa. That's huge.
Huge, yeah. Huge. I always watch your Instagram stories, and then after that, I get out of Instagram. It's so funny. Like, I'll watch, like, certain people's, and then I'm like, I'm done.
I'm the same way. And you guys are in my top three.
Same. That's so crazy.
That is awesome.
You can really tell who you watch the most because they're always the first, like, four people. You, it's always Matt first, then you, then Justin Bieber, and then honestly, Derek Huff.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's fun to watch. Derek's fun to watch. He's still active.
His TikToks, too. I mean, that guy doesn't stop. He's so funny on TikTok.
Yeah. TikTok, you don't stop. TikTok, you don't stop.
Yep.
Those are the lyrics. What? Who is his girlfriend?
Haley.
What's Haley's last name?
Ebert.
Haley Ebert. She was a dancer on the show as well.
Oh, she was on the show. Okay. I was like, how did he just find, like, his equal double in a woman?
I know. Yeah. No, she was on Dancing with the Stars, and, like, she's such a sick dancer, and she's
incredible.
She's amazing. I love her as a human, and she's so talented. She's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like we always, because Matt and I love Derek, but we always this song about Derek.
Your podcast should be called Derek Hough.
We talk about Derek Hough on every podcast.
No, we do. You know why? Like the Kardashians, he's everywhere. You see, we always see him. Like, it's on TikTok, Instagram stories, workout tutorials. Like, he's just so visible.
Yeah.
And he's entertaining so many people during this quarantine that we love it.
Yeah.
He is very entertaining. Not as entertaining as you guys, but up there, in my opinion.
Okay. Love you guys. Thank you so much. Everybody go follow them on Instagram. I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the Podcast One app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's that with OTV?